Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, as the only country to have suffered atomic bombings during war, Japan is fully aware of the catastrophic humanitarian consequences of the use of nuclear weapons. Such tragedy must never be repeated again. At the signing of the NPT in 1970, Japan underscored that, I quote, the nuclear weapon states must not have recourse to use of nuclear weapons or threaten to use such weapons against non-nuclear weapon states, unquote, in its statement. At the NPT review conference in 2022, Japanese Prime Minister Kishida Fumio announced the Hiroshima Action Plan, in which he stressed the primordial importance of continuing the record of non-use of nuclear weapons. Japan urges all states to make every effort to ensure that nuclear weapons are never used again and refrain from any threats of use of nuclear weapons. Japan absolutely cannot accept Russia's nuclear threats, let alone its use of nuclear weapons, in the course of its aggression against Ukraine or under any circumstances. Mr. President, Japan believes that effective international arrangements to assure non-nuclear weapon states against the use or threat to use nuclear weapons could serve as a step towards our ultimate goal of a world free of nuclear weapons. I'd like to recall what has been achieved so far regarding the negative security assurances, including the adoption of the UN Security Council Resolution 98, the final document of the 2010 NPT Review Conference, especially Actions 7 and 8 of the 2010 Action Plan, and more recently, the joint statement of the leaders of the five nuclear weapon states in January 2022. Mr. President, Japan recognizes the legitimate interest of non-nuclear weapon states, parties to the NPT, that are in compliance with their nuclear non-proliferation obligations to receive proper security assurances. To ensure that NSAs contribute to reducing the role of nuclear weapons, realistic, practical, and focused discussions based on comprehensive assessments of security environment are necessary. Japan believes that the establishment of nuclear weapon-free zones can contribute to strengthening the international non-proliferation regime. As noted in Action 9 of the 2010 Action Plan, we encourage the establishment of further nuclear weapon-free zones where appropriate, on the basis of arrangements freely arrived at by the states of the region concerned, and in accordance with the 1999 guidelines of the Disarmament Commission. The commitments undertaken by nuclear weapon states by signing and ratifying relevant protocols that contain negative security assurances will contribute to further improving the security environment and to strengthening the global non-proliferation regime. In the context of the establishment of nuclear weapon-free zones, the UN General Assembly Resolution 78/40, entitled Steps to Building a Common Roadmap Towards a World Without Nuclear Weapons, submitted by Japan and adopted with 148 votes in favor last year, also recognizes the importance of the decisions and the resolution on the Middle East of the 1995 Review and Extension Conference of the Parties to the NPT, and the final documents of the 2000 and 2010 NPT Review Conferences. it also reaffirms its support for the establishment of a Middle East zone free of nuclear weapons and all other weapons of mass destruction and their delivery systems on the basis of arrangements freely arrived at by the states of the region and in accordance with the 1995 resolution on the Middle East, and notes the efforts in this regard. We hope that due follow-up action will be taken by the UN member states, including nuclear weapon states, in response to this UN General Assembly resolution. Thank you, Mr. President.